This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
There are top 10 things that we do that aren't helping us sleep very well. There are sleeping mistakes, basically.
Okay.
According to experts. And I thought that this was something. I don't think they're ranked, so we can go through them however we want. And I think I, just looking over this list, violate so many of these.
Yeah, I probably know most of these, and we all do.
Very first one on here.
Get off your phone before you go to bed.
The phone one, I'm not seeing on here.
Because
I think that's one that everybody... Oh, no. Number three.
Oh.
Screens before bed. Because they're not just saying phones. They're saying TV.
Yeah.
They're saying all kinds of stuff. So that's... Okay, so that's number three. Number one, though, not knowing how much sleep you really need. It says, we tend to underestimate it. In general, it's 7 to 9 hours a night. In general, but that's not for every person. So pay attention to things like how your mood is and is it hard to focus. That's a better gauge of sleep, and I think that I should be more in tune to that than whether or not I think my body feels run down or like I just feel like my eyelids are heavy.
It's like you don't listen to a word I say.
Number two.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Eating too much or too little before bed.
Oh my God, this is complicated. How am I supposed to know?
Right.
Too much can cause things like indigestion and heartburn, Kevin, but feeling hungry can also keep you up at night.
Yeah, that's never happened to me.
Number four, remember we already did number three, not winding down.
Okay, so what does
this
that
is
mean?
This is a big problem that I have. We're going over the list of sleeping mistakes. Not winding down says that it's important to have at least 30 to 60 minutes of wind down time before closing your eyes. So really, like, focus on being quiet, meditate.
Okay.
Lay in bed and just kind of be alone with your thoughts, although that sounds dangerous.
That's part of my problem.
I hate my thoughts.
My thoughts are usually what keep me up.
Number five, napping too much.
Hey.
Okay, I would like to debunk this as a person that waffles between sleeping for several hours every day and not napping at all. It doesn't seem to make any difference for me. It
says naps are fine, but try to limit them to 30 minutes or less.
What a joke!
So that they don't keep you up at night or prevent you from going to sleep.
If I take a super short nap, it messes me up.
Then maybe naps aren't for you.
Well, I don't think that's right.
Number six, spending too much time awake in bed. That's interesting.
Oh.
It says the more time you spend in bed not sleeping, the more your body just gets used to how that feels. That's a 1-2 punch on Katie.
I take to the bed for as many things as I can.
Man, oh man.
Yeah.
Number seven, not getting enough sleep on weeknights. Oh, that is hugely me. Let's focus on the good. Okay, as we go over these top 10 sleep mistakes, I think these next two you do very well.
Okay.
And you don't violate them. Number 8, keeping an inconsistent sleep schedule. You're very diligent with your sleep schedule.
Yes, I do. Yes,
number 9, too much caffeine or alcohol.
Nope.
You don't do that.
Right.
And then number 10, worrying about sleep. This is a self-fulfilling prophecy, it says. You lie there, you worry about falling asleep, so you don't fall asleep.
I start like crunching the numbers.
Oh,
like,
sure.
Like, okay, if I fall asleep right now and I have this one and my alarm goes off at 3:45. Okay. Okay. And then like an hour will pass. I'm like, oh God, it's getting closer.
You're not good at math.
No.
Trying to do math.
I get
math.
Real good at that time of day though.
So there you go. They're top 10 sleep mistakes. And I think I violate half of them. Katie, I think you violate 2/3 of those. Kevin, how does that look for you? Although you don't really struggle with sleep.
Mm-mm,
like
I
we
sleep
do.
Like a baby.
Every night.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fall asleep right away.
And you get like the kind of the perfect amount of sleep, right?
Yes.
How many hours?
7 to 8.
7 to 8.
9 is too much.
What time does your alarm go off?
3:30 in the morning.
Okay. Yeah, you live in Elk Grove, the studio's in Roseville. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. So what time do you go to bed?
And I take my supplements at 7 and then fall asleep by 8:39.
What supplements?
What supplements?
Some little get me a little knocked out.
But what is it?
It's like gummies.
Okay.
Like a melatonin?
Melatonin with a splash of THC.
Okay.
It's just a splash.
Right. I don't feel like you're buying that somewhere. You're probably doing a little
mixy matchy.
No, it's actually a whole all in one.
A THC gummy with melatonin?
Yes, it knocks me out like a baby.
Oh, I bet it does.
All right.
It's so great.
I take 150 milligrams of what is essentially a horse tranquilizer.
Wow. And you just cut out napping.
Gavin, stop saying that.
All right, so you could do a compound prescription like Kevin. You could take a mega prescription like Katie, or you could just struggle with sleep like me. But there are the top 10 sleeping mistakes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.